Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is July the 11th. And today we'll be talking about books and branding your book, branding yourself as an author so that you can get more clients. And so, I know we've got Daron on the line, Daron Blumberg with Athlete. Daron, what's your website again?
www.athletegrowth.com.
Yeah, athletegrowth.com. Yeah, it's great. And I know, Daron, you've got the your performance playbook, and you said you got picked up another couple of clients, right? In what sport?
Yeah, I've been working with football and baseball players now.
Uh-huh. Great. Yeah, fantastic. And what age group? High school, college, or younger?
These kids are high school.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They're both juniors in high school.
Oh, great. Yeah, you've got your book, Performance Playbook, right? Already out there on Amazon and also in print, right, that I think I wrote the forward for that you asked me to, and I'm happy to, support you with that.
I sold about 300 copies of my book.
Fantastic.
I've done okay with it, mostly to people who know me and clients and whatnot. And now, studying for my master's in sports and performance psychology online. And I'm looking to take the performance playbook and brand it more. So right now I'm working on performance playbook, baseball edition, and then I'm going to work on all the other sports, football, all the mainstream sports, hockey, and basketball, and then individual sports as well, tennis, golf.
Wow, that's great.
On and on and on. So I'm kind of going with, just so everybody can get ideas here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with a central theme for each book. Each book is going to contain information on developing a person, developing a purpose, creating a vision, setting and achieving goals, using visualization, looking into habits as far as exercise habits, nutrition habits, just general life habits as well, and how to, just asking questions on how to make changes, looking into attitude and how that affects your performance, emotional intelligence, looking into mind muscles and communication, just different mind muscles that we have: perception, will, imagination, intuition, memory, and reason, and then leadership skills and things that you can continue to do to grow. So thinking every book is going to have that central theme, but it's going to focus on the sport. So, for example, I'll tell you about baseball, so I'm starting it out with an emotional introduction. Like, pretend it's bottom of the ninth, and you're up to bat, and here it is, your heart rate's pounding, and you're sweating, and just bringing in all the emotion into it, and here comes the pitch, and boom, this is what happens, scenario one, two, or three, and how do you react to what happens, and then it goes into just everything that you can do in that sport, or any sport, get better, all the little things that we miss out in our game, as you know. So that's what I've been working on. It's a process, but hopefully I'll be able to brand that performance playbook and get it going.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, Daron. And that you can, brand it with each, be specific to different sports. So once you've got that, the central theme, like you say, you can just put in different examples of for soccer or whatever, you could choose a sport and then put in examples for that sport. And do interviews, if you can find athletes that you can do interviews that you could put in to give stories about people in that particular sport. And but you've got most of the work is done with the central book, the first book that you did, the performance playbook. And so, yeah, you just put in, add different examples to it. Those other individual books with each sport should be a lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Your question is questions for me before you do your other class that you have to do?
I think the biggest thing is once, you get the book published and everything, like I went through a company before, but this time I'm not going to do that. I feel I don't need to pay anybody for graphic design or, the covers, because I do that myself.
That's right. Yeah, you're a graphic designer.
Yeah, so I think for me, I'm going to go through the ISBN website and purchase my own ISBN book.
Uh-huh.
And then go through CreateSpace and just publish my book that way.
Yeah. I think that's really smart, yeah, because you can go online and they've got their instructions there and specifications and all. So
yeah, and I'm also going to turn my books into audiobooks as well, and then put that up on my website. So I think the biggest question for me is as far as promoting the book and or books or products that I have, what would work best. I know there's several avenues as far as like writing blogs and doing videos, like Google Hangouts, and going to schools or going to sports performance facilities. I don't know if you've had any experience of taking your book to like businesses that focus in Olympic athletes or performance training facilities, and saying, "Hey, here's my book. People purchase it, I'll give you a referral fee or anything like that." I don't know if you've had experience with that, because that's one thing I'm thinking is after I develop all these products is to have it, I kind of make a display at like sports performance training facilities or at schools, perhaps, that I can put it put a bookshelf together for people to purchase the books.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have any experience with doing that or how any recommendations or ideas.
Yeah, I think all those ideas are really valuable with regard to your marketing and one additional one is expos, just going to different sports events like marathons or triathlons. Usually have huge, expos where you can give a talk, go to ask the director of the marathon expo if you can give a talk there at the clinic in exchange. And sometimes you can get, often I've gotten a speaking fee, sometimes $3,000 or $5,000 even for the speaking fee plus a booth, that they'll give me a complimentary booth and travel expenses kind of thing. That would be the ultimate deal. Or if you can't get a paid speaking fee, then just go for speaking plus, giving them, at minimum, have them give you a free booth and try to get it in a good location in the expo. And then you can, because often those booths will cost $5,000 or so, or sometimes $8,000 to rent for a weekend. So you're getting that for free, and then you get a huge exposure. And then while you're there at the expo, I found if you go early or you can walk around the expo during the expo, you can, all the other vendors there are marketing to the same target audience that you are. Different physical trainers. Yeah, there might be actual sports performance training facilities represented there, or different, nutritionists, you know, physical trainers, massage therapists, all these different people will have booths there that are also marketing to your target audience. So you can get other marketing ideas from them, or you could do sort of partnering. So, yeah, you can do all kinds of things there to market.
Yeah, because I find, like, in my industry, there's one organization, the National Strength and Conditioning Association, and there's not too many people that talk specifically on, like, mental training and, you know, having programs and things that you can do to, you know, get your clients, like, mentally into training, get them better results. So one of the things I'm planning on doing once I finish school is, well, there's one company called Exercise Etc., and I'm going to go, I already spoke to the owner of it as far as, like, becoming a faculty member on board and doing continuing education for trainers with this company, and then also going to the conferences. They have them in, like, Las Vegas, Colorado, and Orlando, and speaking there things. So
that sounds great, yeah. So you could be on their faculty kind of thing? Or a speaker?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's one thing that I'm going to look to do. Again, once I finish school, which is next August. So I think for me, you know, as far as credentials go and everything, that's something that people look for, you know, getting a master's or a doctorate or you know, really helps out. Me personally, because I've always been one advocate of getting the proper education and putting myself, you know, in front of people that, okay, these are my credentials, this is what I have. And, you know, for other people it works different, but for me, I think it's important to, you know, catch you one day, Dr. Joanne. So,
yeah.
They call me Dr. Duran, you know, it sounds
That's
good.
Right, I like that, yeah, DD, double D. Yeah, that would be great. So, yeah, I think the school, you know, getting your book into, like you say, schools have libraries, bookstores. So if you could get it into any kind of bookstores with a school, that's great. And then also training facilities, have it be a book that, you know, you could start by giving out a few of the books for free to the head people there, the people in power that make decisions. And then you could, you know, offer to give, talks there at the sports training facilities. And then have your books say that, you know, either they can pay you to give the talk there, ideally, or if they don't have a budget for that, then say you'd like to be able to sell your products in the back of the room after your talk, and so you can give talks to the athletes or to, you know, it might be to other coaches, and coaches for sure would buy your book, you know, probably buy a whole bunch of them, because if you've got coaches, then you want to sell them, make your book available in bulk, you know, because they'll want to get them, you know, in large quantities for their athletes. And for it, behind every coach, you figure is, you know, 100 athletes or more, and they've got all kinds of contacts. So you could, you know, think of a quantity discount of some sort, like with my book, you know, Your Performing Edge, the retail price is $15.95. If people buy it in a quantity of 40 in a box, you know, just figure out whatever your book fits in a standard size box, then you can sell them at $10 per book if they buy 40 of them, so it's $400 a box kind of thing. So, or if they want to get a smaller quantity, like 10. Then they could get the first, you know, a little bit higher, $12.50 or $14 a book for buying 10 of them. So you can make them in different quantities, and the higher the quantity, the less the price, kind of thing. So, yeah, that's another way of doing it. And also, you could, you know, if they have, because they'll have a, they might, different organizations, like the National Strength and Conditioning Association might be putting together a booklet or a training manual or something. And so you could see if you could get your book or get a section of the book, like an article, in that training manual or in their slideshow or in something that they do, that they give presentations to with giving credit to you. And so that's another way of really getting your information out there. Other people would want to buy it, kind of thing. And then making it available through their website. That, you know, always check and see if each organization has a website of some sort, to see if you could offer articles for their website with your, and a link, always putting a link to your website to get the book off. Does that kind of make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then do you have, my last question, and then I got to run. Do you have any experience of putting a yearbook or books into bookstores, and how would that work? Like a like we have Barnes and Noble over here. I don't know if you have that by you.
But, yeah, they're national.
Yeah, like.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, what's your question? Or did you?
I want to know if you have any experience of like getting your book into bookstores, like Barnes and Noble or. You know, like locally, if you've done that, or if you have your book like nationally located at the at their stores. If you,
yeah,
you know,
I've done all
works
of that actually with my book, with Your Performing Edge. I've I started by doing you know, just going to a local Barnes and Noble and gave a talk there when I first started marketing my book. And so, yeah, they'll do a really nice promotion for you. Often, you know, do a big poster and a flyer and, you know, have a certain night for you and then to come in and give a talk. It's better if you just get, you can do a book signing is one way to get people in, interested in your book, but it's better if you do a talk at the store, actually, so that you're offering something, a seminar or a mini-seminar, followed by a book signing. And then they'll really feature your book there, and you can just sell them a certain amount, a quantity of books at a quantity discount yourself. And then, yeah, hopefully they'll want to just work with you to continue to offer the books right there. Since you're a local author, it really helps to, you know, do it in the town that you're in. And then through that, you can ask for the, you know, the manager or the person, the book buyer, the person who buys books for other stores, for their, you know, national stores, and see if you could get it into the you know, national Barnes and Noble. Sometimes for the national Barnes and Noble or national bookstores in general, they want to deal with a distributor of some sort, a larger distributor. So you can get your book to, you know, you can just look online for, you know, distributors and see if you can get someone to, you know, distribute your book to get it into nationally into bookstores. Then there's also Barnes & Noble online, of course, the barnesandnoble.com. And that one is it's very much similar to Amazon Kindle, you know, in that you can, well, you can put your book, your ebook online there, and just go to bnn.com or barnesandnoble.com, and all the specifications are there, and then you can just upload your book just like you do. It's a little bit, it's better in some ways than Kindle, because Barnes & Noble has what they call the Nook, which is that's their reader, like the Kindle reader, and so and it's in color. I'm not sure if Kindle's going to color too now, I think pretty soon, but Barnes & Noble has the books in color, so you can actually read them, you know, offer colored pictures and that kind of thing, which is really nice. So the specifications in there are just a little different than Amazon, so you just have to read them. And but you can easily put your book for free online with barnesandnoble.com ebook, and then you can also put your yeah, your physical book up there as well, and just look at the requirements to do that. So that's, you know, so many people are buying books online these days that, you know, it's a huge market, much greater than the physical book, you know, than physical stores. So it's actually, you know, more worth your time to, you know, focus on the online sales, I think, and going with that for Barnes & Noble and for Amazon, because there's such a huge market there. So, yeah, so I'd say those are all really great questions, Teron. And I don't know if you're still there, but you might be...
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so, yeah, but you can go online and do that with Barnes & Noble and with Amazon. And then if you, yeah, if you want to get them in, your physical book into the national bookstores, I think you need some sort of distributor to do that. Or you could get them into... you know, there are some national distributors where you could just deal, you know, get your book to the national distributor. Ask Barnes & Noble which distributor do they use, you know, where do they buy their books from in general. A lot of times they buy them from a central warehouse kind of thing. And then you can just call that warehouse and get and deal with them directly and get your book into there.
Okay, great. And then the last question I have is... your complete coaching system that you have with the CDs and everything. Is that something that does well for you when you go do talks, or do you feel that, you know, having, you know, more so of your books has done better, or that, you know, you get clients or all of the above? I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, if a like a complete coaching system like that would be worth it to put together, or more so like putting kind of like coaching along in my book, like asking people questions and having them fill out stuff in the book, or do you think I should do that maybe separate and then add in the book more like interviews, like contact athletes and get interviews from them and put that in the book and then take out the questions and make that more of like a coaching system and sell that separately as talks?
Yeah, there's so many different options. Yeah, you come up with all kinds of possible ideas. So I guess it's a matter of, yeah, the CD set does really well in that it has a higher perceived value that the book, you know, people in their minds, most people have a perceived value of a book, you know, that they're not going to, probably $20 is the highest amount that they would think they want to pay for a book, unless it's a huge textbook or something that's hardback. You know, they think of a book as, yeah, $15, $10, $15, $20 range, whereas you could put the same information on a CD set, record it, and basically make it an audio book, but, and add other things, questions, and, you know, exercises for athletes to do, and you know, add more to it, and then make it a, like I did the Performing Edge comprehensive learning system, or something, or the, you could have a performance playbook learning system, or yeah, complete coaching system. And so since it's on a CD set, like a 10 or 12 CD set, or 8 CDs, however many that you want. Then you can, yeah, sell that online and also at your talks. I found it does really well at talks that I could sell that for, you know, $297 kind of thing for my 12 CD set. And so, you know, if you get 10 or, you know, 20 people buying that, you can do really well at a, you know, give at a talk. You can also, what I do is I'll offer the book, you know, the book and the 12 CD set and a coaching session for that, you know, for one price. And, you know, offered at a higher, you know, the retail price is maybe $500, but they're getting it at, you know, $297 as a special on, you know, for at the talk there for that night only. And so it creates... And then you can also, yeah, go ahead and sell it for the higher price on your website so that people feel that they're really getting a good value by being there. and that you only offer the coaching session to people who are, you know, buying it live there. So it creates a real urgency, sense of urgency for people to buy it from you there at your talk. When they get, they're feeling like they get all of you, you know, your book and your CD set and your coaching session by phone. And it could be a 30-minute coaching session by phone kind of thing, so that you don't have to. And that often that can turn into a client then too, because that you're giving them a sample of your coaching, and there's real value there, and then you can. People get a sense of, you know, what you can do, and often they'll hire you then for, you can set a regular price for your weekly coaching sessions with that client. So you could, I think, it's a great question, Daron, and you can, you know, that speaks to the whole idea of repurposing your material, and that you don't have to think. In the past, you know, we only thought of, you know, writing a book, and it was just kind of a set. That was one product, a set book. And if you want to do another product, you had to start from scratch and do something completely different over again. But now, yeah, if you can think of, you know, one product, one idea, or one, you know, teaching set of materials, you know, and being able to present that in many different formats, that same material, oftentimes people will want to buy the whole thing because they, you know, they'd like to listen to you, you know, say audio MP3s while they're at the gym or while they're in their car. And they might want to listen to, you know, a DVD. You know, they might want to actually see you on a DVD or on video on their computer, or they might want to just read, you know, if they're going on vacation, they might want to just take your book and read it. So oftentimes they want your same material in many formats. So if you can buy it, you know, sort of, it's called bundling, you know, taking all of those materials and bundling them together into one big package, then you can sell the whole package for, you know, much higher price. I've seen people sell them for $997, $1,000, you know, at different workshops and all.
Okay.
So yeah, so it gives you an idea. But then you can also take each of those materials, the book, the CD set, and sell them separately as well. So people might want them separate, or they might want them together, and a workbook too. You know, of questions and exercises, could be a separate product, or it could also be part of your system. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out how to, because I know Amazon. Or CreateSpace, you can create your own CDs in like a jewel case,
uh-huh.
And get them drop shipped. So let's say I create, for example, right now, Performance Playbook Baseball Edition, and then I can create the CD that goes along with it, you know, for that book, and then do that for all the other books that I have.
Yeah.
And then perhaps, you know, also have like Performance Playbook Complete. Maybe call it like complete, you know, the complete edition, and then have like, you know, that's where I can have like, what I've done for my coaching clients is I've created different modules that I've been using. So I send them like a module for the lesson that we're talking about that day, and then I have them fill out information, as we speak through Skype.
Uh-huh.
And then I could possibly just make it more generalized instead of, like, specific to sport, and then just, you know, take people through those modules on the complete edition or whatever it is I call it, and then create that into a whole program with, like, an 8 CD set.
Yeah. What are you having them do through Skype? If they're like an individual client?
Yeah, for my individual clients, I coach them through Skype now.
Uh-huh.
And I was meeting people in person and doing Skype, but I found out that Skype just, it works better because people are less distracted with things.
Uh-huh.
And so when I coach them through Skype, I send them a Word document. For example, like I just coached somebody yesterday and the document I sent them was vision and goals, and we talked about different vision and goals that they have, and then had them fill out information as they we went through the lesson, asked them questions, and then gave them an assignment after that to create like a vision board and put that up on their in their room and look at that daily. So, yeah, I can have things like that in like the complete edition where it has everything all in one. And that's more of like my coaching, but it'll cost less than my coaching because it's in a package.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Because most people have Skype, and so and you have the option of just talking with them by audio on Skype or video, of course. And sometimes video, if their bandwidth takes too much bandwidth, it might crash. So you could just do it by audio. Or have video if that works, then they can see you. And do you use video mostly or audio with Skype?
Most of the time I use video.
Yeah, good. Okay, great.
A lot of people these days have good internet connection in their house, and everybody has. So, and then what also I've added is, like if I have a client that's local, I'll actually go to their house and create them like a sports-specific workout because that's also my background. So if I have a baseball player, a baseball player who's playing catcher, so now I'll go and we'll do a workout session. I'll put out a complete program for him specific to catching.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, so I add that component into my coaching as well, and it's worked well. I've had a foot volley player win two tournaments in a row by
he
adding
what?
Things to foot volley, professional foot volley.
Uh-huh.
Which is volleyball, just using your head, chest, and legs. You can't use your hands.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I created a workout program specific to that sport for him, and it's helped him win his last two tournaments.
Wow, so you got some real results there, too, to win the
tournament. Yeah, and he read my book in between playing games. So he hasn't. The first 5 years he's played football, he's never won. In the past two competitions, he's won first place.
Wow. So that would be somebody to get a testimonial from? Did you get that? Or?
Yeah, I have it on my website and all over Facebook.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Yeah. So, it's... that's fantastic. You get a testimonial from them by just word text and then audio and then you could use Google Hangouts like you did to get a video interview with them. It would be great too. So and then what you can do when you're seeing clients is you're asking them questions. Often they're asking you questions as well. And so whenever clients ask you questions, that means that that's the market. Those are really valuable. That's the market telling you what they want. And that can be used to create your next product or to enhance the product you're already doing. So you always want to make a list, maybe a swipe file or a word file of those questions that clients ask and challenges that they have and problems they're bringing up. And so, because that's what the market is saying that they're struggling with. So, put those things in, those questions in a file so you can always be writing about those in your next book or your next product or, always be thinking about what is the next step, what's kind of like a chess game, what's the next move. Here, what's my next product going to be? So, great. You can always think of it. Yeah, clients and or maybe put your Duran, if you can press star 6 for mute when you're not talking, and then if you want to talk, just press star 6 again to take it off mute since there's background noise. That'd be great. But you can clients and products kind of interact with each other, I think, and your book and your client, you can base your book on the needs of your clients. And so it's really good that you're seeing clients so that you can find out what it is that they're struggling with so that you can continually be writing about that. And it keeps you in touch with the market So you've got that your finger on the pulse of exactly what's happening right now, because things are always changing. Right. So, yeah, is that helpful, John?
Yeah, definitely. So, no, I think all this information has been very helpful. And you know, as I go along here, I'll consider, you know, building the things more and more. It's a fun journey. So,
yeah,
you know.
You can think about, you know, all those different formats. You could take, like, for instance, one idea and turn it into it could be just a slideshow. You know, that could be another product, just a PowerPoint slideshow with a few words next to it. That could be one product. And then you're taking that product and then with Camtasia or Jing, it's called J-I-N-G, is free, screen capture program. Then you can take that slideshow and you can talk behind, you can actually show the slideshow and be speaking explaining the slides and taking people through the concepts, basically reading what you have on the slides but expanding on that. And so that's creating a video, actually, just a screen capture video, so you don't have to get dressed up or you can still have a bad hair day and all of that. But just be able to talk about your slides and creating a video that way. So it's basically just got your voice, you know, talking into your computer along with these slides. And then that can be another product that you have, just the slideshow itself, and then the video, which is you explaining the slides, is a second product. And then also your, you know, a PDF file just of your book or parts of the book could be a third product. You could create, you know, and you can parcel it out into special reports. So you, rather than offering the whole book as one ebook, you could have it as separate ones, smaller PDF files. So that could be another product. You know, all of this from the same material, you're just offering it in different kinds of formats. And then you can also make just the audio file. There's a program called I forget what it is right off the top of my head. It's free. It's a converter. It's file converter. I think it's free file converter. And you can go there, and it actually converts any kind of file to any other kind of file. It's pretty amazing. And so you can, it will extract, like take, if you've already created a video, you explaining your slides, you can extract that, the audio out of that, so that you just have the audio only. And so you can create just an MP3 file from that, so people could have just the audio version they could be listening to in their car, or they're while they're working out, or while they're walking. So then you've got all these different products, and so you've got your PDF, which is the ebook or smaller section. Then you can get a larger PDF for the book, a larger complete book. You could do MP3s. You could do CDs. Then of course, taking that same audio material and putting it into CD set, like you said, to run a complete coaching system. And then you can do the slideshow, which is just the PowerPoint slides. And you can also create from that, as I was saying, with the screen capture program like Jing, J-I-N-G is free, or there's Camtasia, which is it's called Camtasia. That's about $149 through techsmith.com, and it's a little more powerful program that creates where you create videos where you just talk into your computer and explain the slides. So those are great because you don't have to get dressed up. So you can think in terms of all those different products. One set of learning, one material, piece of material, and then creating all those different products out of that. So, it really works well to, combine all those together. And so that way you're not having to reinvent the wheel every time that you want to do a new product or some a piece of information. You can just create it in these different formats and then bundle them all together and sell it at a much higher price, maybe $297, it could be even $497. You can also create a class, an online class, where you just have a private members area and put all that information online, and so people can just buy your course and have that online. So those are, you know, many ways that you could put things together. Just starting from the concept of, you know, we started with the book, but now we're, because, Daron, you've got all these wonderful questions with how to market it and how to put your products into different formats, because people will ask for those, you know, say, well, do you have a CD set? Do you have a book? You know, visualization CDs, like I created, right after my book, I created, you know, the Your Performing Edge book and then the Your Performing Edge visualization CD that I sell online all the time, and I've been selling that for the last 12 years or so, really successfully, just one CD, and then now I'm going to take each of those, it's got four visualizations, exercises, but now I want to take each of one of those, put them into an MP3 file, and sell those online, and actually, you know, you could do, here's another idea, you could take a, you know, just one chapter of a book or one topic, let's say you're talking about visualization, and you take that one topic and then of the book, and then you could sell that along with one visualization exercise that's maybe 5 to 10 minutes long that addresses that same specific information that you just were talking about in the book. So you've got just, you know, two things together, which people really like. They have the audio, the written version of something, a PDF file, and then an audio version of a visualization exercise that they can actually practice what they're learning in the book. So, or you could do an audio of just you reading that section of the book, so they've got it on audio. So, you know, that's a simple version of a kind of a bundling, small, you know, pairing together just the book part, the written part, and then the audio part. And then you could take, you know, say chapter 2 of your book or something and do the same thing. Just do a, you know, create, put that into a PDF and then do an audio of some sort, either visualization or or reading the book or just talking about that material. And you know, smaller one doesn't have to be real extensive, and then just sell those two products together as standalone products. So you don't have to think of, I know when you think of bundling this huge package together, it can seem overwhelming. So it's an easier way to start is just with two simple things, you know, that go together. You know, some piece of written material, and then an audio that goes with it. So. Yeah, so some other ideas there for you. Daron and everybody else?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I know you've got your class as well there. we've got, yeah, other people on the line too, but I think most people are muted. So, yeah, it's just, Daron, it's really great to I love your questions. Did you have any other questions while you're there?
No, that's it for now.
Okay.
I need to run, so
okay.
I appreciate your time, and
yeah.
Every now and then I'll get more consistent on getting them the calls.
Okay. Yeah. Our next one will be, let's see, and you can put on your calendar July the 25th on Thursday. So
okay.
That'll be great. Now I'll answer your question about marketing too. Right now you can, yeah, even if you have to go, you can listen to the recording. So that'll be great. Yeah. So great talking with you, John. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. And so you can just put your phone on mute, the star 6, if you want. Daron and other people were also asking about the marketing aspect. And of course, you've got, if you can think about each time you write a little section of your book, you could be putting, you know, a little piece of that, maybe even just a paragraph on, think about putting it on all of your different, you know, the outlets to build up social media outlets, so that you keep track of your and announce to people what you're doing, and so you can create anticipation for your book. Did someone just join us? Or if anyone new is on the line, just let me know so I can answer your questions too. And if you have a question, feel free to either ask it on the call here, or you can email me as well, and I'll be happy to answer those. So for instance, I was talking about marketing your book. You don't have to wait till your book is finished. You can market it actually while you are creating it. And so you could put a little section, just a paragraph or so, on your website. And you could, on your blog, and then you also want to put it on Facebook page, and on your Twitter account, Google, and your LinkedIn account, your Google Plus account, which is, that's becoming a more prominent social media outlet as well, and it's more business-oriented, less friend-oriented, so it's really good for Google is creating, whereas Facebook was created initially for friends to connect with each other. Google has created Google Plus to actually, help people in their businesses. So it's really good for us as small business owners to, it's just like Facebook and all the others. You can just look up Google Plus account. And I'll be doing one of our talks, maybe one of the next upcoming PECI calls on Google Plus too, on how to set that up easily. But so you can just write something there, put in a link just like you do on Facebook, and then that really helps you, the search engines find you, because Google is a lot more oriented toward Google Plus now than it is Facebook, because Google, and that's, you as a coach, you want to be found by your clients and by the media and by people, by book people interested in your book. You want to be found by people who are searching, and most people are searching on Google, and Google cares about its own social media outlets the most, which is Google Plus. So it's really growing rapidly. In fact, the latest reviews information I've read says that Google is actually outperforming Twitter. Google Plus, in terms of their media outlets, their media social media pages, has overtaken Twitter in terms of popularity. So it's really moving up the ranks. So every time you do something, do a little part of your book or write something, it's good to put it on your Google Plus account. Don't forget that one. And then also you can make a short video and put it on YouTube. And videos are very powerful for getting traffic. So you want to put it there as well. And just really go, strengthen your channel, your YouTube channel. So that will really help you. So, it's great to have your questions here. And I wanted to chat a little bit about just some other ideas with regard to your book. You don't have to write a really long book. Either that's sort of long books were, more popular in the past, but now people are wanting more short books, a short, powerful book on one topic. Maybe it's something that somebody could read in one sitting on a plane flight or a car ride or an afternoon. So you can just, and it's much easier to do, much more doable if you write a short, powerful book than it is to write something that's really long. So it could be as short as 50 pages, 100 pages. It could be even 20 pages, but something, I'd say 50 pages would be a good start, 50 to 100 pages, and it can be something that's, with adding photos and pull quotes where you've got a large, quote on one page that can, add to the number of pages as well and can make it more visually interesting. And bullet points, that kind of thing. So people want something that they can put into action right away. So if you can have exercises, at the end of each chapter, something they can put together where they can use this information right away, not have a lot of theory or background, but have a lot of really instantly usable information. That's the most powerful kind of book that people are wanting to buy these days. And then you want to, you know, once you learn that process of just doing these short books, you could do one, and then do a second one right after that. You set up a process, a system, and it opens up a whole new world to you. And so, you know, some people say, "Oh, I've been working on my book for 10 years now, but it hasn't been done yet." Whereas actually, you can do, I mean, in an ideal world, you could do a book in a weekend. Just by writing, what you want to do is think of it as going an inch wide and a mile deep. So you take one topic, as opposed to taking 10 different topics, which would take you much longer to write about. Take this one topic and go an inch wide and a mile deep. So just go deep into that one topic, providing tips and formulas. Instead of, you know, picking lots of different things to write about, just pick one thing that's easy for you, and you know, ask yourself, what is something that I know how to do well, and then write on that one specific topic. Just spill your guts about that one specific thing, going a mile deep, and think of it as taking your audience on a journey. You know, there's really magic in that process. You won't know everything right away, but you'll bring in new thoughts and new ideas as you go along. So you'll be bringing up new ways of doing things. And what I wanted to also tell you is that you want to be able to trust in yourself and believe in yourself that you can do this. Anybody can write a book, and it's easy to write. You might ask, well, how much is this going to cost me? Well, if you do an e-book, it's basically nothing. It's just your time, because you're just writing, it's all digital. And you may go on Twitter or go on Fiverr.com to get someone. That's Fiverr, which is with two R's at the end, Fiverr.com. And you can get someone for $5 to do a cover on your book, which is, so it might cost a very tiny amount of money for that. And then the basic model is to do an e-book. I would suggest doing the e-book first, getting it up on Amazon, on Kindle. You can also get it on Barnes & Noble. There's Nook there, which is a similar process. And you want it. You don't have to do thousands of books. You can just, if you want to have it printed, you can do that through Amazon CreateSpace. So you just go to search on Amazon CreateSpace or createspace.amazon.com, I'll be talking about this more specifically in one of our upcoming calls as well. But you can go there to look at their specifications. You can do books on there, you know, physical books, so it doesn't cost you anything. And then each time someone orders a book, then they get the book through Amazon, prints it, and sends it out to them. They do all the customer service, and they give you a royalty check. I think it's still 70%, so it's pretty amazing. You don't have to handle anything at all. You can also do audio books on there, or visualizations, CDs, and Amazon takes care of all that. So it makes it really easy. So basically you want to have the way that you want to start is get all of your information in one place, you know, get what I call a power outline. So in a short period of time, you know, just put all your materials out there. Think of all the things that you have, paper file, you know, it's kind of like going through your closet. Get your paper files, your computer files, a list of all the different things you could include in your book, and set a timer. You know, say set a maximum of 90 minutes, and for those 90 minutes, you can count down, have it count down for you, and in those 90 minutes, try to say, okay, I'm going to do my power outline in this period of 90 minutes, and try to get that done before the timer goes off. If you don't finish it, then you can also, you know, of course, do a second period of time. But you want to, you know, try to challenge yourself to do it in this specific period of time so that you get that done. And that's a good rule for any kind of task throughout the day, to set a timer for. Sometimes it might be good to set it just for 50 minutes so that you can take that 10-minute break and get a specific chunk of work done in that 50 minutes. And, you know, you're looking at all the skimming and scanning, looking over all your materials, not reading them, but just skimming them, to see what you have, see what, you know, treasures you have already accumulated, all the books that you've already read of other people, the courses you've taken, the different materials that you've accumulated over the years in, on your topic, on that one niche. And you may come up with 10 different topics, as I say, but you can, you know, just parcel out those other topics for other books and just say, okay, I'm going to write specifically on this one topic. Take the simplest one, the easiest one that you, the topic that you know the most about and that you have a passion about and that's the simplest for you. You know, what it is that you know for sure. And then when the timer goes off, you know, at that 90 minutes, just put everything away, put everything in one pile, and then get out a clean sheet of paper or do this on your computer. And you want to take all these materials that you've gathered together and write down, say, 7 to 10 concepts that you know for sure on this one topic. So 7 to 10 tips or concepts or principles that you could address to put into your book. And that serves as your power outline. That becomes your table of contents. So it could be, you know, 10 different questions that people ask. It could be 10, the top 10 reasons why to do something. It could be 101 tips on, but 101 is kind of a lot. If you're going to do that, then I'd say do 10 tips and then do the 10 for the subtitles of each one. Do 10 of the top things that you should know about blank. So just to put those in a your table of contents there, and it doesn't have to be perfect at first. You can just put you know, the main topics that you have to offer, and then there, and then the other topics will come, and you can refine them as you go. So those are some main topics for or some main ideas for how to get started with your book. And then so this is kind of part one, and then I'm going to do a second recording on the different we're going to be talking about the different types of books and talking about a formula that I'll give you. I'll do this on a second recording here. And you could do a formula, a quote book. You could do a book with interviews. You could do secrets. You could have humor. So I just want to give you lots of different ideas, different ways to do your titles. And we'll be talking about different publishing options. So in our second recording, I'll address a lot of those issues here once you have that power outline. So thanks again, everyone, for coming to this my talk today, our PECI call. This is July 11th, 2013. And I look forward to our next call, which is going to be July the 25th. We can talk more about books, and also I'm going to be talking about pricing and how to price your different how to create prices for your coaching, what to charge, how to do different packages, and you know, how to negotiate the best price for your products and services, which is really something that's a hot topic and something that many of you have asked about. So I really appreciate your time today, especially Daron Blumberg for asking your great questions about your book and how to market it and how to think about repurposing your materials. Think about doing it not only in the form of a book, but in many formats, audio, video, slideshow, anything that so people can consume your material in many different ways. Very valuable. And that way you can bundle them together into one large, one really comprehensive. You can sell them separately and also in one comprehensive package as well. So thanks again for your time. I know that your time is really valuable, and I really appreciate you listening in to our call today and our replay. This will be up shortly on the website at performingedgecoach.com, and we'll see you all on the next video, on our next call, and feel free to email me questions for our next call, which will be July the 25th. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day, and we'll talk soon. All right, bye now.